So I guess the private sector guys are already interested.
Yeah, but you got to get to the, you have the angel funding, then you have VC, then you have private equity, and then mergers and acquisitions. Mergers and PE, not that it's all right, but as you say, there's a lot of people flocking around. You're talking about mature companies.
Mm.
But we have to look at, where are the good ideas coming out of? Like the Googles of Brazil.
Yeah.
They're coming out of university. And they need funding. They need management. They need tutoring, they need mentoring, right? They need all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And what we have in Brazil is very timid. The incubators that we have in Brazil, they're not accelerators. They're just incubators on a real estate play, if you will. I'll give you an office, I'll give you a little bit of infrastructure, internet connection, but off you go on your own. They don't even help them with management.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, at the moment you really have the government pumps money into Apex Brazil, which then promotes the industry internationally. But what you want is something to run in parallel with that, almost as a sort of government-funded small business accelerator then.
Even if you look at the Apex Brazil, what they do, look at the Brazil IT program. You know how much money is there a year? About $5 to $6 million.
Yeah.
That doesn't scratch the surface. Egypt, before the coup, they had a program called Egypt On.
Mm.
And Egypt is about 1/10 of the size of Brazil's IT offering.
Yeah.
You know how much they were investing?
Probably a lot more than
$30 million.
Mm. Yeah.
So, I think that what we need, and I think where the United States can really help, because, that's what they did in the late 60s, is to really turbocharge the angel and the VC layers of funding mechanisms for the startup companies in Brazil.
So
now, StopTex did a map a couple years ago, and the total number of IT-related companies in Brazil, it's 60,000.
Yeah. So you've got tens of thousands of small companies that
yes.
potentially have some really innovative ideas, but they just don't have cash.
Don't have cash, don't have management.
Yeah.